Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the vibes have been a thing this week. Not the best vibes, if we're being honest. If you listen closely, pay attention, gotten to know us over the years. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats. BetMGM Network, it has been a long week, a little good, a lot more bad. First, the good, at least for me, on a couple of levels. The fall ball season ends tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I had them out there practicing on Tuesday at the new complex in New Lenox. That's not too far from me because it's turf fields that we're going to be playing for tomorrow. Oh, my God, dude. Freezing. Like, my hands were frozen for about 45 minutes after we went inside. I woke up this morning, I look outside, there's frost over the grass. Like, that's the sort of elements that are now coming our way around this time every single year. But we have the championship game tomorrow. That's the good. Looking forward to that. Our rival, it's Orland Park, Sam. So it's been a very successful fall ball season. Our only loss is to Orland Park. Their only loss is to us. So the 1 and 2 seed meet tomorrow in the championship game. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a team party afterwards. That's the good. So spent part of the week, a good part of the week, preparing for that tomorrow. And also get to relax a little bit, have a couple month break once the season ends. And then there's the bad, which, you know, it's just gotten to a point where we're not going to treat you guys like you're morons. We never do. And that's what we talk about. We're honest about Friday Feels, whether it's gambling or otherwise. This week, it's been a lot more about the otherwise. Like, it's been challenging for us to get excited, to be focused on betting on games, knowing what the future is. And that's what I want to get into. And we're not going to trash anybody. We're just letting you guys know, because we have received a ton of messages from whether it's listeners or viewers or just people in the industry, friends that we've had a long time. And it's like, am I supposed to be responding to this? What do I say? But then the cat was let out of the bag with a press release. And I get it if you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. I'll let you know what I'm talking about in a moment. Because the reality is, like, where you find this information, the only people that really see it are people that are in the industry. Or maybe they'll see it somewhere on social if they care about industry information. If I was a listener to a radio show or, you know, a social show, I would not be following industry news on their business. So I understand if you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. Here's the press release just to clue you guys in on what is going on. This was from 3 days ago. Cumulus Media's Westwood One and Odyssey today announced that the Infinity Sports Network will be rebranded as Westwood One Sports, effective December 29, 2025. This strategic move solidifies both companies as recognized leaders in national sports audio. Okay, let's move on to the next paragraph. Under this new partnership, Westwood One will assume programming and distribution for the majority of the lineup of syndicated sports programming, including the Jim Rome Show, anchored anchoring the coveted 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern weekday slot. Odyssey will continue to produce popular BetMGM network programs, including You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, BetMGM Tonight, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern, and additional weekend programming as part of the Westwood One Sports roster. BetMGM will remain a presenting partner and the exclusive sportsbook partner of these programs. So this has been out there for a few days. You're wondering, what does that mean? It means the end of bet sweats. That's what it means. We're still on the air. I mean, like I said, this press release was out there a few days ago. We intend on being on the air for the next couple of months. That is the plan. Plans do change. We're not the power brokers here. We don't make these sorts of decisions. If you listen closely, maybe you notice that we are not in the same sort of mood and energy as we usually are. We're doing our best to be pros, and we will continue to do that over the next couple of months. We're not looking for pity. We're just letting you know what's out there, and maybe some of you have already seen it. Some of you clearly have, because we're getting a lot of messages. Will you guys be doing something after this? I'm really sad about it. And we appreciate all of those messages. I'll just say this, and there will be time for goodbyes and all that. We would like to continue doing something. We haven't figured all that out. Our worlds have been turned upside down this week, and this has happened to many Americans, especially the last few years. Again, we're not looking for your pity. We're just communicating what is going on with the shows, and maybe you heard us make a couple of flippant comments, because it's just hard to completely avoid the elephant in the room, and this is what we are now referencing. We got this information the other day. It's public, and so now we feel like it's fair to talk about. We're not going to criticize anybody in management or anybody that is staying on, that they chose to keep on. But if you like this content, make sure you follow all of us on social media. So whatever we end up doing, if it's something together, that would be awesome. You could still get that content, and you won't miss anything. So whether it's following Sam at SB Shoot on X, myself at Joe Ostrowski, other social media platforms, Instagram. I know Sam quit Facebook. I'm still on Facebook. I don't post much there. It's like one or two a year, but I'm still, you know, lingering there as well. It's just another way, another form of communication. We plan on being in this industry, and we've developed a very loyal audience over the last 5 years, especially here. And some of you have been with me since my early Score days when I started interning, you know, in the early 2000s. I think I got my Twitter account like back in 2010 when I was a producer and a part-time host. But just want to pass everything along. So if something comes about, if you're following us on social media, you will find out about it. If you listen to the show live or watch the show on YouTube or whatever, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, and then we can communicate via that way as well. So Sam, say whatever you want. I just, with this being public over the few days, I got the go ahead. So I figured we should say something instead of just ignoring these kind listeners and viewers that we have here that are reaching out to us and offering their thoughts and hopes that we can do something moving forward. We're not trying to ignore you. We've just been in a tough spot as far as addressing it this week.
No doubt. And it sort of goes without being said. You know, we have this meeting earlier in the week, and it's all right, nobody say anything. And then an hour after the meeting, I get a phone call from somebody who's a reporter asking if I'm safe. So I was like, Oh, okay, got it. So we're not saying anything, but people are reaching out. And then you got people from other networks. And because you're totally right. It's a very small community of people that follow the sports media and the sports betting media. But if you follow it, you know, you have an idea. I heard from people at multiple networks. Are you okay? Are you guys good? And to your point, what do you say? Like, are we supposed to say no? I don't know. So a lot of the responses I just said, stay tuned. But when you say stay tuned, obviously people know that if I was safe, I would just say, yes, I'm safe. So it's a tough juggling act for sure. I've been through it before. And Joe's right. You know, we mostly have been kind of walking on eggshells because we know that it wasn't our direct bosses who made this decision. This is how the corporate media world works. It's very, on a much smaller scale, it's very succession laden, right? This company merges with this company, and we're going to put these two companies together, but not everybody's going to make it. And a lot of you are going to fall into the lava. And that's just how it goes. When you have one network combining with a second network and it's consolidating and they're all coming together, not everybody's going to have a slot. And Jim Rome, didn't think I'd lose a job to Jim Rome, but here we are.
We didn't.
Well, kind of. I mean, if you connect some of the dots, I mean, it kind of happens. So, yeah, I mean, I love this show. I mean, you and I started Chicken Dinner in 2016. I never thought that this show was possible because we were working in different places in different cities. But I want to thank them for putting us together and kind of relighting the flame. I know you had other co-hosts that you like more than me, but I think you're pretty happy with it. I think this iteration has been good. I know the crew is crushed. I feel for our crew. It's been a lot of fun. You know, a lot of jobs I've had over the years, you go to work and you're like, this sucks. I've never felt that here. Probably because I don't have to see any of you in person. I just sit in my living room. But No, in all seriousness, you know, to Paul, to Jake, to Brian, like, you guys have made this so easy for me. And I've only been here, feel like I've had a shorter shelf life than J.J. McCarthy at this point. I've been in the league a lot shorter than you guys have at this place. But I've loved every second of it. And, you know, it's been 5 days a week, 15 hours a week. During football, it's 6 days a week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not like we wanted this to end, but it's out of our control. And I just want to thank everybody for listening and following and tuning in. And if you want to share your thoughts on social, by all means, let us know. You could tweet at us. You could send us a DM. I got a couple messages the other day from people I know that don't know the news that were saying, I love your guys' show so much. You've made me think about things differently. And those are the people you're going to affect. It's not about the random Monday night, Thursday night football props. It's about process. It's about understanding how bookmakers think. And it's about understanding how to make smarter bets and when to make these bets. And if you've learned that from us, that's awesome. That was always the goal. It was never to pick a 16 parlay and like parade around the street with our winning slips. It was trying to understand how to let the average person think about sports betting in a much smarter way. And I think we've accomplished that.
I don't know about you, but I have not told a lot of people this week. So as the podcast goes out over the next 24 hours, I'll be dealing with we'll be going back in time a few days and dealing with constant messages. But it's not something to brag about, not something anybody is excited to share. But it is good to also know what's coming instead of just kind of poof going away. That's what happens a lot in this business. So we can hang out with you guys over the next couple of months. And we hope it does last that long. But, you know, in this business, I'm not saying anything's going to happen or anybody's walking away or anything. But I've just seen it so many times where, okay, an end date is announced and then they're like, and it just becomes, what are we doing here? Let's just cut the cord right now. It's the best for both parties. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I've just seen it happen in the past. So we don't know what's going to happen. And that's why I say, make sure you're following us on social media if you dig our content. We plan on doing something. There is a space for this show for sure. Like, it's not about the ratings. It's not about the podcast downloads. I can tell you that because, Sam, ever since you've come on, like, the growth of it has been startling. Like, we get these reports. Okay, here's where we are from a year ago. Okay, hey, our podcasts, our whatever views, our social stuff. This is up 400%. This is up 250%. Like, that's the level this show has gotten to. And we were hoping it was going to continue. We thought it would, but we don't make these decisions. And, you know, frankly, the people that make these decisions probably never heard the show before. And that's the real world. That's what happens every day in business. So just wanted to pass it along instead of, like, we don't want to make these little side jabs. And we're not jabbing anybody at all. It's just, it's difficult to act like it didn't happen, right? And we're real with you guys on this show. And so if you've noticed, we've been a little bit off. That's why. In fact, Tuesday night at practice, one of my coaches kind of grabbed me and was like, dude, what's going on? I'm like, what? He's like, you're being kind of mean. I was like, oh, my bad. You're right. I'm sorry. I'll explain later. So he was on the small list of the people that I told this week. But Friday Feels, we put it out there. It's been a rough one, man. Been a rough one, but we're still going to be here doing our job.
Yeah. Yesterday, I had to get up at 6:30 in the morning because I had to go all the way across New York to get to the Odyssey station that didn't have a laptop for me.
Who are you?
Couldn't connect to the board, and the engineer asked me who I was and who do I work for. And, you know, the one guy was like, I'm so sorry how this is going down. And I'm like, honestly, man, I don't care. At this point, you just kind of laugh. I'm one to take news pretty positively. We'll talk about more of this stuff. I want to talk about how it ended at Nesson at the end of the show. It's much worse. 6 months.
We've got time.
Yeah, 6 months going to work knowing you're going to die. Awesome. Oh,
jeez. Brutal, man. Not always fun. But what is fun? Breaking down this weekend's NFL card. We'll do it with enthusiasm and gusto on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver,
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.